The whole idea behind the project is wildlife habitat enhancement. We have several thousand acres of young growth in the False Island project area, and we've selected about 500 of those acres where we feel we can improve that young growth for wildlife habitat, but also remove that wood for uses elsewhere, similar to what Nick described. And so we have an idea of what that should look like. You know, it's going to be probably going to look something like a thinning that people can go out to Stargab and see what thinning's all about. But instead of all that slash being left on the ground, we're going to remove that slash, and that byproduct will hopefully help fuel some, maybe literally fuel, you know, energy needs in Sitka, or perhaps there are other entrepreneurs who may find other uses for it as well. So personally, that's the way I think we ought to strive to manage national forests, in such a way that we issue a stewardship contract, and it's a pure exchange of goods for services. In other words, they go out and thin and take that byproduct or that slash as payment.
Do you think sustainability is kind of a real goal for stewardship contracting here? Because I know even during the heyday of industrial logging, it was still an expensive undertaking to even do economic logging. Do you think the district or the Forest Service in general can envision a future where stewardship really does kind of net out?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, and we're not there, and it's gonna take some time to get there. I guess I have to, in my profession, you kind of need to be optimistic about those things, and that's what we're striving for. You know, this OSHA Boulevard project is one project that will come out of a greater effort, which we're referring to as the False Island Integrated Resource Management Plan. And this is just one project that's going to be an outcome of that. You know, depending on the contractor, I mean, there could be up to, you know, a year's worth of work out there to actually treat all the acres that we want to treat. But on a larger scale, you know, there's several thousand more acres that likely need some type of, whether it's just strictly a pre-commercial thinning or a restorative type treatment, whether it be in riparian areas or wildlife habitat. There's stream restoration work that we need to do out there. We have roads and trails that need to be maintained out there. So I'd like to see us utilize this project to kind of jumpstart that, as Nick said. But it's also incumbent upon us, the district and the Forest Service, the Tongass, to be able to describe to people what that is. In other words, to say, all right, here's the Sitka Ranger District. Here's our opportunities now. We can go to False Island and we can do this Ocean Boulevard project. You know, maybe there's some opportunities on Cruise Off or other places. And describe what those opportunities, not only opportunities, but needs as far as resource management are concerned today. But we also are going to have needs in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20, et cetera. And in my mind, that's the key piece that's missing. And we need to do that forest-wide. We need to do that on the Sitka Ranger District. Because if we want a project like Ocean Boulevard to really, truly jumpstart something, there needs to be something to jump to.
Yeah, well, it must help that management at the district level is participating in the conversation and interested in the goal. And also, Claire, at the other end of the spectrum, you have the Secretary of Agriculture has pretty much announced that this will be policy at the USDA level.
I guess what the Secretary's message that we're moving into a restorative type phase. I mean, it's a lot of the same type of thing I feel like we've been doing for a long time. It's just that, you know, the Secretary of Agriculture has taken a direct interest in the Forest Service. It's an encouraging time to be part of this agency. It's really a good time to, in my mind, to be a Forest Service employee.